My Grootonians, how are you? This is Tezra. Haven't been talking to you in a while because I've been going through my own trials and tribulations. But I'm here to tell you that God is awesome and depression is real. And we got to get to the root of this. Here at Grounded Roots, this is what we do. So I've been away for a couple of weeks because I've been dealing with my own set of problems, my own set of depressions. But let me tell you how good God is. God always sends you the rain in the summertime or the storm when you need it the most. Man, let me tell you, sometimes your own family can appear to be your worst enemy. But I have been doing some soul searching and some real deep digging to find out why. Why are we at each other's throat? And I'm just going to be real honest with you guys because my heart hurts right now today. And I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only empty nester. I know that my life is not the only one that got turned upside down for wanting the best for somebody else. Well, that's what happened to me. I want the best for my family, but they don't want the best for me. And it's okay now. It hurt like hell yesterday. Today when I realized, when it just like was a slap in my face or a wake up call, however you want to look at it, that I really am the black sheep. I really am the outsider. It really was a wake up call because something happened and I'm crying out. I'm really crying out to my family, letting them know, expressing to them how depressed I am, how hurt my heart is, how heavy my heart is. But they don't care. And you know why they don't care? Because I'm expressing it to the wrong people. I was expressing it to the man instead of the man. The deliverer, the healer, the deliverer, the healer, the conqueror. He the only one that could fix this. So we, as man, we're trying to fix these problems ourselves when the Bible tells us that if you just give it to God, he will fix it. He said he will fight our battles if we give it to him. But we now, especially in 2019, no one wants to believe in God. No one wants to believe in the source, the real deal, Holyfield, which is God, whatever you want to call him. But I call him God, Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus, hallelujah, Tezra, because I look in the mirror, guess what? I'm God, because he said I'm made in his image. And if I'm made in his image, why in the world am I acting as if I'm powerless? And these are the things that I had to wake up to today. So I'm on this line telling you it's time to get up. It's time to wake up. Depression is a demon. I'm going to say it again. Depression is a demon and is sent to distract you, to knock you off your focus, to make you unbalanced, to take away your equilibrium, to distract you. And it is only up to you to stay focused and continue on your purpose. And if you don't know who your purpose is or what your purpose is, spend some time on your closet, on your knees. I know people don't want to hear about reading the word, but the word is where it's at. You got so many people talking about they're woke. They're woke. Well, what does that really mean? Because the ones that are saying they're woke, they're in depression. They're not woke. Or I don't know. Because some of these people, I'm not going to say any names, but I'm looking at their life and I'm like, if that's woke, I want to be asleep. And if being asleep is serving Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, then don't wake me up, honey. I like this sleep. Because yes, it has its trials and its tribulations. It has its downfalls. But if I call on him, he's there. He's a help out of no way. He makes a way out of no way. Do you know why you have depression? Do you know who you are? Do you know what your purpose is here on this earth, you spiritual being? Because you're not earthly. Your flesh is, but we're energy. We are energy made of source here for a purpose, a collective purpose. We got so many people not wanting to be in a family or not wanting to be connected to the family that you came here, joined it to, because of something they said. Not necessarily something they did, but because of something they said. Don't you know that the demon has you right where they want you? Because now you're vulnerable. You have no covering. You have no one praying over you because they get on your nerve. They make you sick. So you want them out your life. You want them out your face. You don't want them telling you the right path. Because now you decide I'm grown. And my mama, my daddy, my grandma, they don't have what it takes. So a stranger can come along into your life and say, I love you. And next thing you know, you're following them like a puppy. And your life is no longer your life anymore. Because now you're doing what they want you to do instead of following your family's advice as what they're advising you to do. Because families really don't have to tell you what to do. They just guide you. Because it's love. You know, the L-O-V verb, action word. It's an action word. You have to be involved. You have to do things like fight, argue to get your point across. Because if you love a man or a woman, a spouse, and you're in a disagreement, you're not going to break up with that person because you're in a disagreement. Because you love that person. So why would you do your family like that? Why would you do your mama like that? And all she done in her whole time of caring for you is loved you, guided you, prayed for you, looked out for you, gave you wisdom, poured all of her into you. That's all she did. But now you've gotten to the point where her words mean nothing to you. Stranger's words mean more to you than your mother or your father or your grandmother or the person that your guardian, somebody that actually spent their money and their time and their hard love to get you to where you are right now today. Family, we got to wake up. We in danger. Depression is here to kill, steal, and destroy. Remember that scripture that said that the devil comes here to kill, steal, and destroy? Well,
He's coming here in depression. He's coming here in anxiety. He's coming here in suicide. He's coming here in panic attacks. He's even coming here in crazy ideas, like people setting themselves up to be hurt. He's here, y'all. He's here in depression for real. He's here in bipolar. All of these are demons. And only you, can fix it. You got to fall on your face. You got to cry out to your entity, your God, your loyalty person, your guardian angels. You have to reach out. You have to fast. You have to pray. You have to do it. No one else can do it. I can't do it for you. I'm fasting and I'm praying for myself and for other people. But my prayer is nothing if you're not doing it. Faith without work is dead. Just so you know, you have to do the work. Yeah, you can have the faith of a mustard seed. But if you're not actually doing the work, just like if you wanted a job, a job's not going to call you without you giving them your resume with your phone number and your email address on it. Right? You're not going to just automatically become healthy if you're sick. If you have a cold and it's a flu-like cold and you're coughing and coughing, you're not going to just stay doing whatever it is you're doing and say, oh, I'm healthy. No, you're going to actually find a way to become healthy. You're going to find some cough syrup, some cough pills, something to make you better. I don't do pills, me personally. I take ginger. I do natural healing. So me personally, I'm not going to just lay in my sickness. I'm going to make me some ginger tea. I'm going to take all the vitamin C pills I can. I'm going to get myself healthy and wise, since those words want to come out. I just want y'all to hear this song. Because this is where my life is right now, y'all. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your pain. Your pain may never slow. That's what brought you this far. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. Everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Because you've been working, waiting. This much you've been praying. It's your time. It's your time. It's my time. It's time to go get this blessing, y'all. It's time to go get this blessing. Whatever your heart is desiring, go get it, baby. You got it. It's your season. This is 2019. The moon is ready for us to start seeking our blessings. It's time. You can have whatever it is your heart desires. You got to stop being in self-pity, though. Yes, some of us are victims. I'm not going to say that you're not a victim because we do go through a lot of crap in our lives. But guess what life is? God gave us a choice, a good one and a bad one. Now, it's up to you, because what I found out is our life is already predestined, right? So if our life is already predestined, God gave us the gift of choice. So sometimes we make the wrong choice, and that's okay, because we're in growing. You're growing. You're exploring. You're figuring this out. It's okay to make mistakes. What is not okay is separating yourself, is alienating yourself. That is not okay. It is not okay to say, I don't have nobody in my life. That's what the devil wants you to say. That's what the enemy wants you to say. You have more people in your life than you realize. I read something and it kind of touched me because it said a lot of people like you, but they're messing with the people that don't really like you. So just for that being said, there's a lot of followers in this world. A lot of people don't know who they are yet, but we're in an awakening season right now. And people are waking up, even me. I'm feeling more powerful. I'm starting to see things in different eyesights. Things are looking around. It's time. It is that time for things to make a change. It's that time. It's that time for you to breathe. Focus on your breath. Relax. Get a hold on your mind. Realize you are in control. You have the power to manifest whatever it takes. If you want a job, manifest it. Think it. Figure out what job it is you want first. Then apply for it. Tell yourself, see yourself there. Vision yourself there. Vision yourself with the money. Vision yourself with your bills paid. Vision yourself with your car note paid, your mortgage or your rent paid. Vision food in the refrigerator and in the cabinets, your car on full. Vision this. And if you keep that thought right there in the middle of your head, in your mind, guess what? It gotta come true. Because nothing else is there. And our thoughts, we manifest what we want. We manifest what it is we want. You have the power. You must believe you have the power within yourself. Asking others for their advice is a great idea sometimes. You have to be a sponge. Soak in the information that's good for you, that you feel like that will be justifiable for your life. Then squeeze out the junk, the garbage that's not conducive to your life. I'm telling you, this is some good stuff. This is some real good stuff. This will keep you from being depressed or giving people your power, because people could tell you stuff all day. Whatever they want, they could tell you, right? But it's your choice to follow it. And some people are dressed up really cool and they're here to destroy you. They are. They're not your friend. They don't even like you. They're in competition and you haven't even realized it yet. Even some of the people we sleep with, they don't like you. They're in competition with you. They're your imp. They're here to distract you. Get you off your focus. And I'm not talking about everybody. You know who I'm talking about. And you know who I'm talking to. You know if you have to guess or question that relationship, probably ain't a good one. Because love don't hurt. Love don't make you cry. Real love is kindness. It's talking, it's laughing, it's getting to know one another on a different level. It's intertwining. It is powerful. It's so many things. It's bountiful. Love is communication. And when you truly love somebody, you don't want to see that person hurt. When you see that person crying or you hear that person crying, if you truly love that person, it's going to make you want to cry too. But if it makes you angry, you deep down hate that person. You don't like that person. People are scared of the word hate, but the actions are here. You might not be saying it, but the actions are really here. For real. For real. We control our own lives. Our family are here to help us, not control you. But you must remember there is order and a chain of command, and you must know your place and others around you and their place. Because you have gotten so to where You got this. You're in control. You're making good money. Got a good job. Car, apartment. Life is good. But one of your cousins needs your help. And you don't like her. So you let that female or that male suffer. How is that an action from God? How is that? How are you showing what Jesus would do? Because he wouldn't do that. Not at all. Not by a long shot would he do that. He would love us. He would cherish us. He would protect us. He will guide us. He will make us free. Open our eyes. And this is what I'm allowing him to do through me right now. Because we need help, people. There's so many people rocking around talking about, girl, I'm depressed. Girl, I got bipolar. Girl, why are you claiming these things? Don't you know you got the power to get rid of whatever it is that's ailing you? You. Yeah, you. You have it. You got the power. You are a wonderful being. You have strength. But if you don't believe in yourself, and if you feel like you have to check with somebody else before you make a decision, you don't have the power. Because the only person you should probably be checking into is God. God says, talk to me about everything. Talk to him about everything. When you open your eyes in the morning, when you first open your eyes, the very first thing you're supposed to do is thank him. Because you had the opportunity to open your eyes yet another day. But that's about being appreciative. Because we didn't wake ourselves up. You have to be appreciative. You really have to be appreciative. My daughter told me she didn't ask to be in this world. So whenever she messes up or she throw in my face what she's doing for me, and then I tell her I'm her mother, she tell me, I didn't ask for you to be born. I didn't ask for to be here. That is so ungrateful, because I didn't have to be good to her. I was better than good to her. People really thought she was my favorite kid, when in actuality, I don't have a favorite. And now she's my enemy. And that hurts. She hates me. She would rather listen to anybody else but me. As a matter of fact, she would rather see me homeless than listen to me tell her what I feel she's doing wrong in her life. She don't want to fix nothing. She just want to stay the way she is and continue to complain about everything in her life. Everything. She complains about everything. There's nothing good in her life. Nothing right. I haven't done nothing good for her, because what she tell me is I've been living off of her for less than a year and she's tired of helping me. That's crushing. That's heartbreaking. That hurts like hell. And I'm just being real transparent, because I had quit smoking weed and then moved in with her. And I've been super stressed out since the day I moved in. It's almost like she really pushing me to kill myself. She don't want me to be here. She the mama now. First, it was the oldest one. She was dogging me out at first. Now, the middle one is dogging us all out, because she feels like she's better than us all. This isn't a good thing, people. This is what caused depression, strife, envy. This is crazy. My youngest daughter has the opportunity to be a supermodel, but she won't do anything. Depression. They won't even listen to this video. That's why I feel comfortable talking about them because I know they don't give a damn about me. So they're not going to listen to this video. I will send it to them. They won't open it because it'll be too long. They don't care about me. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one going through this. Matter of fact, I'm 100% sure. And at first, I thought it was all in my mind. But it's not all in my mind. It's not all in my head. I have over 1,700 friends on my Facebook. I put a post asking at least one person to reach out to me for a game show to help us win $15,000 per person. That was five people, right? Nobody. My daughter, she lied to me and said she had to sign her apartment paperwork. And the reason why I'm saying she lied, she's still looking for an apartment right now today. She would rather see me struggle and then talk bad to me and about me behind my back. No matter what efforts I'm trying. And now I have come to path and to realize that the hell with her. The hell with anybody. Who gives a fuck what anybody think about what I'm doing? I'm here to help somebody. Maybe not her. Because obviously she don't need my help. She got a new best friend and her husband. And, you know, you know how that go. She tricked me into moving in with them. And then she stopped talking to them. They put me out. And now she's best friends with them again. What does that say? She don't like me. She did. The reason why her best friend said I can come live there is because she thought, or she didn't want me to take her younger sister out of town. She didn't care less if I went out of town, but she knew that my youngest daughter and I were super close at that time. Now the relationship is broken. She hates me too. Now I have no love in my house. All they want to do is argue and fight with me. I can't say a word to them without them fighting me. This isn't love. This is hate. Now I'm just rambling because my heart really hurt. I guess I'm gonna end this video, guys.